Yes, Paul, you're very welcome along to Green Bean Coffee Roasters on the Coat Road in Dundalk. And I'm delighted to be here because I know this business, a small artisan business, which has grown from humble beginnings to a company that can win a competition with 14,000 entries, the Guild of Fine Food in the UK. I'm delighted here to be talking to Pat Grant. He's the Managing Director and the Master Roaster. I have to say, Pat, from humble beginnings to winning a competition of that magnitude right here in the heart of Dundalk is an incredible achievement.
Thank you very much, Pat. Yes, we're very pleased. We've been entering the Great Taste Awards, you know, for several years, and we've always won something, one star, two star, but this is the first time we've won a three-star award. But not only that, I think there were maybe three or four coffee roasters in the island of Ireland that won three stars this time. However, we were the only one that went further than that to the next level, which is a nomination for the Golden Fork Award. And we were the only coffee company in the island of Ireland who were nominated for that.
It's an extraordinary achievement from, you know, the humble beginnings to go to win an award of such an international acclaim. What does it mean for your business to win that? And secondly, how difficult was it to do that?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you what they said, what the testers and the judges said about
because
the
product. Because it's blind tested. You have 355 people who do that who don't know what they're tasting, and it's a complete blind test.
Yes, when we send the sample over to England, it goes in a plain bag. We can't even send our own green bean box, so no one knows exactly what it is. It has a code number on it so that maybe one person or whatever, and they test it and they pull it apart, and there's, as you say, there are quite a few judges. But this is what they said about our Torero blend that won the three stars, and I quote, "Balanced, fruity with cherries and a basket full of red fruit that fills the mouth in a glorious fashion. Clever roasting, all separately, all the same level of roast. This delivers perfect balance and a long, long finish, and when milk was added, we found ourselves transported to coffee heaven. Such skilled blending into a coffee that will always please."
That
end
is
quote.
Some accolade. Now, for you, that
they're not related to me.
I was going to say, it's extraordinary achievement, you know, and I can't emphasise this, 14,000 entries and you come out with an accolade like that, you really must have had your chest puffed out.
Yeah, we were very pleased, and we are pleased. I mean, all our coffees are speciality roasted, single origins, and then blended. You know, I keep hammering that home to anybody who listen. You see a lot of people out there, a lot of roasters who will offer a single origin as a final offering, and that will give maybe good acidity, or another one will give a good aroma, another one will give a good aftertaste. But that's not enough. You need all those attributes.
You need to combine them all.
So you need to combine them all.
And you're going to give me a little walk through the premises later on, and we might get a little insight, without giving away too many trade secrets, but we might get a little insight to how Green Bean arrive at this final taste that has all of those attributes.
Well, there is no secret. I mean, we pay attention to quality. And when we're buying, and when I'm tasting coffees that are offered to me, raw coffees, you know, I don't ask the price. And when I get a coffee that I like, then I'll fight tooth and nail to get a cheap price for that particular coffee. But price is secondary.
Yeah.
Now, it's not unimportant. Of course it's important. But number one, and from the first time we started in this business over 30 years ago, I hate to say.
Yeah.
That has been our mantra, and that is quality first.
And just before we go back to the studio, and we'll be back with more members of your team here, those beans come from as far away as Tanzania and Ethiopia.
Generally, you look at a line around the world, along the equator, that has the right altitude. So you're talking about maybe 20, 25 countries that sell commercial quantities of this coffee, of these coffees, of Arabica coffee. And really what we're doing is we're tasting from all of these places on an ongoing basis. What generally happens is if I get a coffee from Tanzania that is really delicious, I will go again next year looking from the same place to see if I can get the same quality. Invariably I don't, because all the ducks have to be in a row in the producing countries to get this. But I will get it from someplace close to it. And this is why blending is so important.
Well, look, we'll talk to some of your staff. I know we're talking to Pat McCardle, and we'll be talking to Alex Goodman and a barista, Barry Gibbs, who'll tell us all of the fineries about serving coffee and how it should be done. But for now, we'll go back to studio to you, Paul. I'm going in. The smell, I have to say, Paul, down here is absolutely exquisite. All of the different blends that they have, it's amazing. We'll be back with more of the same in a little while here from Green Bean. They've won that super award, and we'll be here to fill you in more information on how it all happened. Talk to you then.